NBC created a stir when it announced the hire of former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as an on-air political analyst. After vocal pushback from employees across the company's outlets, they reversed that decision. That was a positive course correction, but as Julie Holler writes for Fair.org, the story is an inauspicious sign for how corporate media will deal with Donald Trump in the 2024 election. McDaniel supported Trump's false 2020 election claims and frequently attacked the legitimacy of the press corps, including NBC and MSNBC journalists. But being anti-journalism and anti-democracy apparently didn't bother NBC's leadership. It couldn't be a more important moment to have a voice like Ronna's on the team, said a senior VP in the internal hire announcement. So while it's heartening that the pushback from NBC journalists forced management's reversal, it sounds as though the decision was more about quelling that workplace rebellion than recognizing the baseline journalistic standard of not rewarding liars with airtime. The coverage also showcased a problem. The Washington Post said the outrage over the hire is, quote, indicative of the larger struggle television networks have faced in hiring pundits to offer a pro-Trump perspective without running afoul of both the audience and their own employees, close quote. The New York Times said it, quote, underscored the deeply partisan sphere in which news organizations are trying to operate and the challenge of fairly representing conservative and pro-Trump viewpoints in their coverage, close quote. Politico talked about the dilemma of how to responsibly represent voices from the Trump right without handing platforms over to election deniers or bad faith actors who have attacked and attempted to discredit reporters. This is not a legitimate dilemma that news outlets could somehow overcome, because Trumpism is founded on the rejection of truth and honesty. But as Trump creeps back closer to power, corporate media are likewise slinking back to hedging their bets and prioritizing false balance over actual journalism. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group, FAIR.